From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Hello and welcome to our Bible study. I will begin with the reading of a passage from the Old Testament. It is Jeremiah, the chapter 50, the verses 33-40. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast, and they refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall truly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the island shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited for ever. Neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord. So shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. May the Lord bless this reading from His Word. My text is Jeremiah chapter 51 and the verse 29, and it reads, And the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. Now, this will seem a strange text for me to take for a broadcast of this nature, but I have felt it very much laid upon my heart for quite some time. I would like to emphasize a very simple truth by way of introduction to the text. I want to emphasize the character, the power, the infallibility, and the unassailability of God's Word. Please listen to these statements from God's Word. It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4 and the verse 4. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Psalm 12 and the verse 6. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. All these verses, and there are many, many more like them, tell us something about the Word of God. It is the source of spiritual life. It is pure and true, every word of it, working and producing purity wherever it is believed and obeyed. It is invincible and cannot be overthrown. Though it seem to fall and dissipate like rain and come to nothing, yet, just like rain, it will wonderfully accomplish its purpose. We come to this verse, my text, in the light of these statements. Here is a text which is a means of life and blessing to all who will heed it and believe it. Here is a word which shall be proved true and faithful, no matter how men may look at it today and consider it irrelevant, impossible, and inconsequential to this 21st century. How wrong we would be were we to take such a view of this or any other portion of God's word. I wish to consider today a simple truth that may be seen on the very surface of this text. The truth is this: God has a purpose and is working it out in this world. That's what our text teaches us. For every purpose of the Lord shall be performed. We are very used to a world filled with confusion and perplexity and uncertainty. We live amongst such every day. We see it so clearly in the political realm particularly. Men and women boldly announce their plans and programs, assuring all and sundry of the great benefits that will result from these schemes. The words have hardly fallen from their lips before unforeseen circumstances, way beyond the control of mere mortals, force amendments and changes and U-turns. Indeed, oftentimes utter abandonment of the proposals so confidently announced but a short time before. I could fill my time giving you examples from recent weeks and months, but you know them all too well, I am sure. Such fallibility is not confined to the political realm. Businessmen and women may likewise pontificate about their expected profits, only for a harvest of loss to be reaped. But let me press the matter and apply this fact to each one of us. Do we not all know what it is to plan with excitement, only for those plans to crumble to dust and disappointment to be the outcome of our enterprise? What tragedies have overtaken people on holiday of late, an escape to the sunshine of a foreign land, with all its anticipated pleasure and relaxation, has turned into horror and grief as the unforeseen terror has emerged from the shadows and spread death and destruction which have engulfed those whose hearts were filled with happy anticipations. But lives and hearts have been broken and shattered in recent events in our land and abroad. Yes, such tragedies have filled the headlines of our media all too often and serve to illustrate starkly the solemn truth that man's plans and purposes are extremely fragile. The Bible rightly says, "Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Proverbs 27 verse 1. And again, "Whereas ye know not what shall be in the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away." James 4:14. But it is not so with God. What he has purposed from all eternity will come to pass. Wise are the persons who believe this truth and study to understand just what is the eternal purpose of God and how it relates to them, and yield themselves to it. God knows the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Isaiah 46 verse 10. A wonderful illustration of this is seen in that Jeremiah prophesied the exact length of the Babylonian captivity that Judah would have to endure, and that some years before the captivity began. "And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations." Jeremiah 25, verses 11 and 12. The words of Jeremiah were strenuously denied by the unbelieving religious leaders of his day, and he was cruelly persecuted for uttering God's truth. Yet it was this prophecy which enabled Daniel, some 70 years later, to know that the time of release from captivity had come round, and it prompted Daniel to pray for the deliverance of Israel. "In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes, and I prayed unto the Lord my God. Daniel chapter 9 and the verses 1-4. How wise and knowledgeable of eternal spiritual things the Bible can make us. Listen to these words. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians chapter 1, the verses 11-13. It was after hearing the word of truth, the gospel of their salvation, that the Christians of Ephesus learned that the God who had saved them worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. The Bible lifts the fog of confusion that envelops mankind and enables us to see that irrespective of the aimless disorder that has ever marked mankind, God has an eternal and immutable purpose which he shall most assuredly bring to pass. Paul was able to say to the people of Athens, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you. Acts 17, verse 23. How many are afflicted as were the Athenians? They worship in ignorance and darkness. The embracing of the truth of the Bible is the first step on the path to everlasting salvation and joy. Hear these words. And many other signs truly do Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. John chapter 20, the verses 30 and 31. Here is the reason God gave us the Bible and preserved it through the ages. It is that we might see in his loving, merciful purpose that God has sent his Son to save sinners, and that in order to enter upon this salvation, we have but to believe in his Son as he is presented to us in the gospel. Now, having laid something of a foundation, we will return to this verse in Jeremiah 51 and the verse 29 in our next broadcast, when we will go a little further in our exploration of just what is set down in these words of the great prophet. Please join me then with your Bible. God bless you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT783RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT783RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.